Today, I walked in with the text. The story is the story of Yishai, the father of David HaMelech. I'm going to read you first from the Rama Mipana, which is quoted by the Pisgei Tshuva on the Maror HaMekomos. Line 4 of the Maror HaMekomos, Pisgei Tshuva, Siman Dalet of Katan Chaf Hei. He quotes it to try to prove a point that a Moavi is Mutter B'Shivcha. He tells based upon the story, which is found over here in the Rama Mipana. Writes as follows. David HaMelech, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hein Ba'avon Cholalti. What does that mean? Amru Olav Ba'agoda. Quote an Agoda, I'll tell you where the Agoda is. Sheyishe Oviv B'ziknoso He'aporesh Me'ishto. Separate himself from his wife. Why? V'ein Sofek Etzlenu She'ayav Midas Chasidus. Shema Masha Amr Torah Veloyova Amoni Moavi Pirusha Moavi Avafila Moavis Shekin Halacha Zuhai Sarov Fefes Biad Oso Hador Achba Yisra Yishmeli Chasano Sheyishai Shechidei Bechogar Charwa Mishki Yishmol Venoz Oso Bebeis HaMedrish Lahamed Halacha Moavi Velo Moavis Yibes Dino Shol Shmuel HaRamos. Where does it say all this? Is the Gemara here? Take a look. This is the Gemara which is part of the Agadatha, where I did not put on the Maror HaMekomos, although it's not really Agadatha in that sense. As a matter of fact, I did put a Maharshah in brackets, which those who look at that will get a taste on the Ayin Zayin. But let's take a look at the Gemara itself. Open up Ayin Zayin and out towards the top. So Doeg was not a good person. So Doeg says that, you know, you're worried whether he had Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the last 10 lines up. Please look inside. Ayin Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines up. Omele Doeg, Ad Shatom Mashal Alavim Hogun Ulamalchus, Imlav, Shalalav, Imrolav Alakol, but call Imlav, to call him Muslim Yerusalem Avia. So Avner says, this is amazing because this is not the time of Beis Medrash here. You have Beis Medrash, you have Doeg, you have Avner, and they're duking it out. What does Avner say? Amoni lo Moadis, lo Amonis, Moavi lo Moavis. Ela me'ata mamzer velo mamzeres. You asked me that question, I think. Somebody asked me this question. How do you know that a mamzeres does? I think you asked me this question. I showed you this Gemara. Gemara says, mamzer ksiv mumzor. So the logic behind the psul of mamzer applies equally to males and females. Hence, we know this din. Mitzri below mitzris say the same thing. No, shani hacha. The first time of the crop only by amoni moavi. Al ashtvar shalot kidmeschem badechem b'mayim b'derech daka shel ish lekadem lo daka shel ish lekadem. I hoil them lekadem anoshim dekras anoshim anoshim dekras anoshim ishtik. Ishtik. So there's a little bit of silence in the room. Maybe Doeg is right. So we got an Ayin Zayin and an Aleph. So Doeg asks all these questions in the Beis Medrash. Everyone's quiet. Bolach Ruzei Alei. They wanted a paskin that David HaMelech is possible of a Bekol. Line 2 of Ayin Zayin and Aleph. Miyad, Amosah ben Ish, Shmo Yisra Yisraeli. Asher Bolach Vigayel Bas Nochash. Shksiv. Yes, Ishmaeli. Omar Rav Malamish Chaga Karpa Ki Yishmael, not Yisrael, but Ishmaeli. Omar, call me Shena Kshamei Alacha Zu Yidoker Becherev. Can you imagine this? We don't have this in Abayis Medrash. I haven't seen a Cherev in Abayis Medrash recently. Kach Mekub Lanei Beis Dinah Shemuel Ramasi Amoy Amonis Moav La Moavis. Period. Says the Rama Mipano, that was in those days when David HaMelech was coming to be crowned the king. Until that time, it wasn't so clear. Yishai, therefore, according to this Agoda, separated from his wife. All of a sudden, maybe he realizes maybe it's possible. Maybe he didn't have a Moavi. No, but he wanted to have more children. We know that Gemara from a while ago. Okay, shivcha. Umistabralon, this is from the Rami Pano. This is quoted, you know, referred to briefly in the Pesachei Tshuva. Shehoya ze'acha sheshichura al tnai. Alam de shavart. Imo avi velomo avis amra Torah. Hariat paschorin. So now you're a free Jewish woman, and I'm permitted to marry you because I'm kosher, you're kosher, no problem. Imo avi afil imo avis ein bedvarai klum. And therefore you remain a shivcha, and I'm a Moavi, I can marry a shivcha. That's Lana Pischa Tshuva. You see from this whole story, Mami Panam, that he held that a Moavi is permitted to marry a shivcha. Why? Vadon bevadon mutter. Right? Af al pi. What's the af al pi? Something's wrong. Even though shichur stam. Oh, you stami meshachur. Af al pi shemamze mutter begiyoris umeshachreres. Vuadin le Moavi zochar to kahal gam meshachron lo ikwi kol. So why didn't he just v'shachar astam? Havanichalei tveish yubonav avodim v'yuchal l'shachar miyad v'lo yiyu lo achapsulo shilu hois imam yus v'shachareres v'rabonim kamo holchem achar apogum v'asrun lova v'kol ad olam. Okay, everyone's told me so far. He had to make it this way, otherwise, Eina Chanan, if you put him to live with her, the kid would have his psul and wouldn't be able to marry later into the Kal Hashem. Ad kan Yishai's plan. What changed? What happened? That's what it says in the Pischei Tshuva. That's all you have to know for Pischei Tshuva. Okay? But what happened at the end of the day? Ah, listen to this one. Yes, sir.
No.
Mutter. Because he's a Giyoris. Mishachreres is a Giyoris by definition. That's what he says, yeah. That's a Mishnah Kiddushin. Listen to this now. Hine ha-shivcha ne-menes yodah shekein halocha revachas lahates ha-noshim yibnos amun ha-moav lova b'kol. She said, Yishai is such a machmir in himself. Come on, we all know the din. Moav lo moavis, nothing with no problem, Yishai. So what did she do? Masra simanim leishto sheyishai, shehoisa b'osa shasnuah lebaila. Right, that's no, that she didn't do anything wrong. Right, lema'alasa. How you say her? What it means? Because she was a completely kosher Israelis, and he was afraid he was possible. Kemo sheyava b'leia. Right, the same thing happened to Leia. Ume also ma'ase nolad David. You hear what's going on over here? Me'osa ma'isa nola David. Pille ploy. Ad kane amipana. But you ain't heard nothing yet. I have here the Yalchut HaMachiri. I went to the library. And Rabbi Shapiro made me a copy. Yalchut HaMachiri. I don't know who wrote it. It was originally printed in Berdichev in Tuf Reish Samach. That's, I believe, the year 1900, reprinted in Yerushalayim, some years later. Listen to this one. I know this medrash from the Sefer HaTodah of Eliyahu Kitov on Shavuos. That's where I saw this for the first time. But Rabbi Kitov, like the Rambam, doesn't quote any sources. Today's world to do that is mind-boggling. No sources. It just goes. Okay, that's the medrash somewhere. Here it is. Okay. Yaakov Antillin. Even Mosu Habonim. Hoysa Lerosh Pina. Everyone knows that pasuk is. It's in Halo. Medrash. On the bottom. Lomotsosi Hamamer. Vahoyo Lefonov Eze Medrash Hanevat. So he, the editor of a Bobber, says, I don't know where the Medrash is. He must have had it from some lost Medrash. Okay. Hein ba'avon cholalti tilim donal of zayin. Same pasuk as where Rabbi Pana quoted. What does it mean? Keitza Yishai roshes Sanhedrin oya lohaya yotze v'nichnas ele ba'chlusya b'samach riba. People would escort him wherever he went. Gemara brachas nuchesam and aleph. Quotes the Gemara. Yishai Avi David, Yotze Bechlusa, Yotachas Bechlusa, Vidarash Bechlusa, Ein Achlusa Pachas Mishishim Ribu. That part's the Gemara. So far, so good. Hayalo Shishim Bonim Gedolim. I think 60. 60 Ribu and 60 kids. I don't know how many wives he had, but 60 children, so to say, 60 sons. Upiresh Meishto Gimel Shanim. Presumably for the reason which we saw, the Rami Pana. The Yachag Gimel Shanim Haisalo Shifcha Nov and his Avala. According to this, according to the Rami Pano, Yisha was a Tzadik Yisod Olam and wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of the Erev Altana Chidecha. See, according to this version, he had a taiva for a woman. Even the biggest tzaddik had a taiva for a woman. Omali, Omala, Biti, Takni Atzmei Chalayla. They should tikkunzi a lie, beget shichur. Okay, legit. Right? You go to a chveis. I don't know. You go to a YU Connects weekend. I mean, but things are going so fast in YU Connects. But the same idea. And he's 100% on the up and up. And he proposes to her. Okay, we'll get shichur. It's going to be on the up and up. Holcha shivcha ve'amra legvirta. Hatsili atzmeich, save yourself, Mrs. Yisha. V'nafshi, and my soul. V'adoni, and my master, Yishai, may Gehenim. If this happens, I'm going to go to Gehenim. That's exactly why. I guess it's maybe he wasn't going to marry her. Yisha's going to go to Gehenim, and you will not get what you really want. She told her whole story. Sochalos hakol. Omali biti ma'aseh. Shiom gimel shanim v'lo nogabi. That's where the gimel shanim comes from in the Rami Pana. I touched her 3 years. Omaloh the shishla etin lach eitzah. Says the shivcha. L'chi takini atzmech v'af anikach. We should all prepare ourselves. U'le'erev k'sheyomar sigri hadeles. When Yishai will tell this good-looking, I assume good-looking, shivcha, and close the door, and they'll have beer. What'll happen? I'll go to the door. This pitch black, right? I'll go to the door. Remember the story of Rachel and Leah? I'll go to the door. Tikon tziat veitzeani. V'kachos asa. L'erev omdo ha-shivcha v'kovso asaner. Pitch black. Boss, this girl is Adelis. She went to close the door. Nichlas a gevirta v'yotzahi. Also saw Imo call a Lila. Nisabra mi David. Wild stuff. Nisabra mi David. U'mitoch avoso aloso shivcha. Because Yishai was had yotzah David odom mi benech. Echov, he was the reddest of them all. Mikanam Chachamim, it's an amazing story. I don't have to talk about it, but I'll just read it to you. So Adam the Kashid Atzma Vulamal Kineged Ishto Bishar she Ola mi Beis HaTvila. That's when she could become pregnant. She was supposed to be involved in the marital act. The Tetz Chadoshim Bikshu Boneha Lehorga Vesbino David. They wanted to kill her and kill the son. Why did they wait till her? She killed her while she was still pregnant. I don't know. They assumed that the kid must be her mom, so she's chayv misa. Right? But they waited until the baby was born. Why? At this part of the story, I don't understand, but there's a lot of things I don't understand in the story. I'm reading it from this Medrash, which has an unknown source except for Yaakov and Machiri. What happens? Kevin Shero Shu Odom. Omalam Yishai Hanichulo, V'yalona Meshubud V'roetzon. Let him be. So he said, Mom's okay. He'll be our shepherd. V'yadav Tomud Ad Chav Ches Shona. 28 years, David and Melech's going around and everyone thinks he's a Mom's. Pillay. He only lived 70 years. He was a king for 40. He said, so he's 30. At 30 he's a king, at 28 he's still a Mom's. What is that? Slowly. Rabosai, it shows patience. You know, never give up. You never know what's going to happen. Think HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the world around. Listen to this. Amazing story. Kevan Shamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shmuel Lech Eshlachacha El Beis Yisrael Lachmi Shmuel Aleph Tezayin Kevan Sheholach Hikrivu Lo Es Eliyav Ah, the Bechor Kevan Shero, tall, dark, and handsome Omar Ach, Neged Hashem Meshicha Pasuk Vov Ah, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Tabed El Mareyu. That's a famous pasuk. Odom Yira Leinayim Vashem Yulei Ma'astiv. He said, I had a temper. Forget about it. Hikriv habeis vagimul at shivas bonov. I'm not sure what 60 children. He had 7 children according to this version of the pesukim. Omer leShmuel Yishai, famous line. Hatamu hanorim. Is that the end of all your sons? Omer leTamu. That's it. I David. That was not my son. How could he be my son? I separated for 3 years before he was conceived. Well, not mine. Time on earth. Omale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omali. L'cha v'shlochacha Yishai. V'ata Omer. Tamu. All of a sudden, something goes off in his head. Something goes off in Yishai's head. Omale. Od nishar ha-kotn v'ro v'tso. All of a sudden, this thing starts going off in Yishai's brain. What's going on over here? Because Baruch Hu said in Shmuel HaNavi, and he says, I have another son. Could he be my son? How can it be? But okay, let's see what happens. Omle Shlach Vavie, Kevin Shebo, Hiskel HaShemen Mivat Svetz Va'ola. The oil, the Shemen HaMishka starts going, energy, and he walked into the room, David, and the oil starts bubbling. Already, this is a nace. It all starts bubbling. Omnei Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Shmuel, Shmuel, Ata Omeid, U'Meshichi Omeid, Kum Mashcheu Kizehu. He's the one. Pino Hashem and Arosho, V'Nikresh Bavonim Tovus U'Magolius. And he put the oil, diamonds started coming out the oil. Chazer HaKeren Molech U'Meshem Shehoya. He poured it out, and it was full after he poured it out. For Yoropim Lidosa, for Yishai Ubana, for you Omnim Bereses Ve'ema. Their mouths are open. He's not our brother. He's not from Yishai. What? What is going on over here? Amrulo Boshmuel El Levazo Seinu Ulo Diali Yisrael Sheishlo Ben Posel. Which they thought. The Emo Shel David. The mother who knows the whole truth is standing there. Smecha mi bifnim. She knows exactly what's going on. She knows this is her son, and she also knows it's Yishai's son. Ve'atzev mi b'chutz. But officially she's, you know, doesn't give away her feelings. Kevan shenatal kos Yeshuos, samchu kulon. Omat Shmuel neshakal arosho. Pasach v'yomar Hashem Omar Eli Bini Ato. Ba'osa Shah Omra Imo. Evan Mosu Habonim. Habonim Ksiv. What does that mean? Omra, A Ben, where's the son? Shemoasu Oscha Achecha. Hoysa Larosh Pino. Fiolisal Kulon. Omale. Omula Baneo. Me'eis Hashem hois azos. Tichach, ze hayom aso Hashem, nagila v'smuch abo. End quote. This is a peledik medrash. Okay, I said I could not tell you this medrash. We're learning this. You already told the Rami Pano, told the half the story. I had to tell the other half of the story. So each, they're too much from each other. They're a little bit different in some of the details, but that's the amazing story. I'll call upon him. Didn't want to skip over this. We'll learn these in Yonim. I want to look it up later. I have the Marami Pano with the Yalkan HaMachiri for those who want to see the in the original source that we have. Good. Here about site. What an amazing series of sources. Now we go back to some not that exciting sources. I can't say it's exciting, but we can't have such dramatic stories every single day. For those who were here yesterday, about site, Yes, it was Shabbos Sheni Shel Golias. We read a Rashba. Here the Gemara has enough Ayin, Ches, and Aleph. That's what you want, Mar Makomis. This is on today's Mar Makomis. Line 2 is this Rashba. First, I asked you to see the Gemara. The Gemara we read yesterday, we'll just read it again briefly. The Gemara has over here the last line of Ayin Tayyim Abbas. If not, Rabbi Yehuda said, HaKosav Talon Beleida. What does that mean? Unikevos Nami Asuros, that a Mitzris is prohibited like a Mitzri. Were it not for that, Lomotza Yoda Viragla Bebeis HaMedrish. What does that mean? Lohoya Yochol Lamod Bedvar. What Dvar? Because he held Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. We don't pass in that way. Pios Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. So Ayin Ches top line. Mitzri Sheni B'mayitar. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? If a Mitzris Shnia is Mutter and Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol, so the Mitzri Sheni may not marry a Mitzris Shnia if, hypothetically, she'd be Mutter. He's a Ger, it's an irrelevancy. Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. And he'll never be able to get the Mitzri Shlishi. He'll never get that far. That's what we saw yesterday. Okay? Good. Nice hypothetical Gemara. This hypothetical Gemara leads to quite a significant discussion in the various Mefarsh. Tosis has a whole slew of questions, which we'll get to. So yesterday we read the Rashba, how the Rashba phrased it. I'm going to read it to you one more time, this Rashba. It's over here in Masechta Yevamos, an hour down. The Rashba writes as follows. The Rashba writes, oh, here's the kasha. Kashali. This is a theoretical question. What mean theoretical question? If it would be that a mitzvah is mutter, mitzvah is not mutter. He asked a practical question. A Moavis really is mutter. He passed away halach. A Moavis really is mutter. Frek der Ashba. Im ken amoni lidi day by amonis osur. Tohavi kala shemetzlo. So amoni can't marry a Moavis. You know what the answer is? And a chinami. What do? No say who. Mitzris umam zeres. As it says in the Sari Yuchsin. Right? Kol akul asur lava bakol. Mutarin zebazeh. That's what he answers. Akati kashali. Amai lo porek le demashkachas le lechatchila. Beno se shivcha. V'hol mimenu ben. V'yach hakach meshachro. Why don't you say in our Gemara, let him marry a shivcha? What's the problem? Ukrab tarfin. Yichol mamzeim lehitoyer. Why did this come up yesterday's shir? He's assuming, Rabosai, that marrying a shivcha is permissible. Where did he get that from? Where did he get that from? We told him yesterday it's prohibited. Only a mamzer can marry a shivcha. Why? Kodesh Yomer, Rabbi Natan said. Tosfos Ayin Testament base. He's saying even a mitzri can marry a shivcha. Rabbi Natan would disagree with the premise of the question. Ad kan from yesterday. We never got yesterday to the terrace. Never. The terrace, Rabbi Osai, is one line. Finichali. What's the one line? Listen carefully. Diyim kain hai lav mitzri shlishihu. Ela Evan Meshuchra. What does that mean? The Torah Kedosha says, Bonim Asha Yivod Olehem Dor Shlishi Yovolem Bekal Hashem. It's not a Mitzri Shlishi. If the Mitzri marries a Shifcha, Enoch and Ami, the Shifcha can then have this child and the child can convert. It's a Meshuchra, but it's not a Mitzri Shlishi. Footnote 64, I mentioned yesterday, says, you see from the Rashba, that Mitzri or Amoni is Mutter B'Shifcha. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Achronim are not so sure it's really true. The Beis Shmuel is according to the Rambam, who holds, as we read yesterday, the Holy Shifcha is the Rabbonon, so we make it for an Eved Ivri, therefore it would be permissible. Whereas according to the Rabbeinu Tam, would be prohibited. There's only a special kula by a mamzer. Pischei Tshuva, we said, you saw yesterday, said no. Even if it's mutter for the Rambam, for a mamzer to marry Shifcha, because he has no way of having any kosher with child otherwise. Here, roll the dice, hope you have all girls. If you have all girls, Ammonis, Moabis, you have all girls. I both sign up, you have all girls. Not so bad. I have all girls, and they'll all be kosher. You don't want to take a chance. IVF, PGD, we have to discuss at the end of the sugya, Rav Moshe's Raya, about its famous thing about no mamzeres passing, is from our Gemara. Have to see if the Raya is really the holidays. Okay, this is mentioned in passing. Adka. So we saw the Rashi, we saw the Rashi was Kashi, we saw the Rashi was Teretz. Very, very important yourself. It's interesting. As the Yerushalmi over here, and I saw the Yerushalmi, I didn't bring the Yerushalmi, but I saw it quoted over here in this beautiful new Gemaras, these Masifta Gemaras, they quoted Yerushalmi. Listen to this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Shom. Listen to this. The Yerushalmi says, does Eved have Doros or not? Yerushalmi Rabbi Halacha Gimel. I told you, this is the week of Yerushalmi. So it's already going on for a couple of weeks. A lot of Yerushalmis. Does Eved have Doros? What does that mean? Amoni, a ger Amoni, marries a Shifcha Mitzris. After three generations of females, they're permissible, even though there's no yachas for an eved reshivcha. Machshivim lahem es adoros, vaz yunikevus mutoros memanoshach. You follow the father, amonis is okay. You follow the mother, it's a mitzvah shlishis. Or maybe no, lo olu lahem doros, v'rei nechsheves ato leachas shenishtachra kemitzvus rishona. Because she now has to reconvert. The fact that her mother converted and her grandmother converted, it's irrelevant. She ends up being a shivcha. And the kevas asur is at shlosha doros no sofim. Fishatzad she'ein doros lavodim, the kasha the rashba is no kasha. Why? Kevan she'av she'yisa shivcha. Yeah. Bino lo yisyach es achareho lios mitzri she'ni. Because he has to convert again. Kevin Shane Doros Lavodim. Therefore, didn't give his teretz in the Gemara. Meridik. The Rashba is Kasha. There's no Kasha. Based upon the Yerushalmi. Sorry? Even the Shifcha, yeah. And he quotes from the Aruch HaNer. One second. That we hear, the Yerushalmi's unresolved questions resolved from the Bavli. Why? Because if you count Doros, there's no Kashin Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzri Sheni B'mayitar, Yochol Adayin Lisa Shivcha. What's the problem? Of course, we can also answer a different teretz, that a Mitzri is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. After all, we suggested earlier, according to Rabbi Natan, he may not marry a Shivcha. But Kitzur Nimritz, this is the pilpul going on in the Sugga, fascinating sources over here. I found this in this Yerushalmi. Great. The Aruch HaNer is on top of it on our, so you want to look up the Aruch HaNer, I don't have it with me. Please feel free. Yeah?
Would
that only be a shift for the mitzvahs? And you have that question? Would there be a doros for a
normal shift? Yes, so. Would there be a... That's why I
answered the question to me. That's why I understood it. Yeah.
What kind of shift are we talking about?
Shift.
There'd be
any shivcha.
Why would there be doors?
Whenever there's a man who's a mitzri and he has a kid, the mitzri is mitzri sheni. What do you mean? A mitzri, a regular mitzvah
right.
marries whoever he marries. He marries a giyoris, whoever. So that kid is a mitzvah sheni. See it too, kid's a mitzvah sheni. That's a mitzvah, but it's fine. Ad kan rabosai, I wanted to show you this fascinating. Let's now turn to Tosis itself. Tosis. We never read the Tosis. Right over here, Tosis on Ayin Chesem and Aleph, top Tosis. Please look inside. Mitzvi sheni v'mayitor v'im tomar yisa shtukis Rabbi Yehuda islay b'perek asar yuchsin b'kol v'adai huda lo yavo ho b'kol sofek yavo. Let the mitzvi sheni marry a shtukis. What a great idea. Great idea. The biggest question is the next question, which is the most important question. V'yim toma. V'yisa nesina v'havlad kosher Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Besamuch Mitzvi sheni shenasa mitzvi shrishona b'no shlishi avi debosar di day shadinon. Whoa. Before we understand the rest of it, we have to see the Gemara. We must see the Gemara. Okay, Rabosai? Let's take a look in the Gemara. We'll start over here just to save time with the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, Lohem Mehem, Lohem, says Lohem twice, Halach Achar Psulon. Okay? You follow the Psul. And the Gemara says as follows. If it said Asher Yivoldu, what did the Pasuk say? They have the Pasuk on the side. Bonam Asher Yivoldu Lohem Dar Shlishi, Yavo Lohem Bikal Hashem. Os Aleph from Torah Hashalom. Lehem is twice. Ika de Rachmana Asher Yivoldu without the word Lehem. Hava Mina Mibneim. Kazerachmana Lehem. Ikhsar from them. The original Ritzri Ger is number one. Son is number two. And the grandson's already mutter. Not a generation later. Ik de Rachmana Lehem. Hava Mina. Mitzvus mu beres sheniskaira he ubena chad. She converts while pregnant. She and her son is one. You need two more generations to be matir. Kosa rachmana sheyivoldu, that the son who converts in utero is treated as a mitzvi sheni. Okay? Fascinating. Fine. And it goes to the discussion of why here, why my mom said, well, we're not going to go there right now. Come back to it later. Omer Rabba Rabba Chana Rabbi Yochanan. We'll say Rabba Chana's name Rabbi Yochanan, where the small little gimel is. Mitzri sheni shenosa mitzris rishona b'no shlishi havoy. You with me now? The father's a sheni, the mother's a rishona. Believe it or not, the child is a shlishi. Well, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said since the mother is a rishona, the child is a sheni. No, don't follow the mother, follow the father. Alma kasava basa didei shadinale. We follow the father and ignore the mother. That's what it says. This is Rabbi Rachana's opinion. Is everyone following me? Let's look inside the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Masir Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tarfon, Omi Yechol, Mamzer, Li Torah Ketzad, we read this morning yesterday, Mamzer Nosa Shifcha Havlad Evet, Shichvaro, Nimsa Ben Chor, Alma Bosa Dido Shadin and Le, you follow the mother. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosna Bakro, Ha'isha Viladea, Tila Donea, Pasuk Mefurish, you follow the mother. Otherwise, you would follow the father. And therefore, this boy is a Mitzri Shlishis, as his father's a Sheni. Okay. It says, skipping next one, just changes the text okay, for the moment. This is Rabba. Kiyos Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, with a small vav, and the bold hey is, about 10 lines off in the narrow lines. Fakert, Mitzri Sheni, Shemach, Mitzri Shona, Beno Sheni Avoy. Rav Dimi argues with Rabba, both citing Rabbi Yochanan. It's not the first time in Shas that they both quote opposites from the same Godel. It's true to this day. Okay. Alma, Boser, Ime, Shadina, Lei. Exactly the opposite of Rav Dimi, of Rabba. All right, Rabbo says Chazar again. So Machlokas between Rav Dimi and Rabbi Rachana. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Do you follow if a child of a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Shona? According to Rabba, it's Bino Shlishi. According to Rav Dimi, Bino Sheni. So Machlokas, you follow the father, you follow the mother. So far, so good? Everyone with me? Back to Tosis. Back to Tosis. V'yim Toma, one more time. This Mitzri Sheni, but by Yitra, it's easy. Yisa Nesina, V'havlad Kosher, the Rabbi Yochanan. That's very misleading. The two Rabbi Yochanans. Tama b'samuch, Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa, Mitzri Shishona, B'no Shlishi Havi, D'bosa D'day, Shadina. That's the first version, Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the kasha over here? That the Mitzri Sheni marry a Nesina, you follow the father, so therefore the Vlad is going to be kosher? What's the problem of my Yitar? V'yesh Lomar, to Rav Yochanan de Hocha, right? Who's speaking over here when say Rav Yochanan? Over here, the Gemara has over here on next to the last line, Ayin Zayimit, I'm Rav Yochanan. Yeah, Rav Yochanan de Hocha goes according to whom? Sabak Yidach to Rav Yochanan, I'm Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, but Hashemi Avi, the Basa Didosh. I didn't know. Simple. This Rav Yochanan fits with Rav Dimi's version, and not with Rabba's version. Shine. Tos gave a technical teretz. Very, very nice. The Ritva Rabosai says differently. Everyone understand the question? Tos gave a technical answer. So, to a version of Rabbi Yochanan, it only goes, this Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, and I entirely based on the next last line, goes on according to Rav Dimi's version, and not according to Rabba's version. Okay. It's a perfectly acceptable technical answer. But you know, you're always looking for a more direct answer. It should work with the Chaladeus. So take a look over here in the Ritva. Here we are. V'yim Toma v'mitzri na'me ne'ma shenose nesina v'yei shloma. He gives a different answer. D'yim kain lohave dor shlishi kosher. The achar ha-pogum shebohem holchit. Won't be kosher. Achar ha-pogum shebohem holchit. What does that mean? If a Mitzri marries a Nesina, it can't be Yitar. The child will be pogum. The child will be pogum. You follow the pogum. Wow. Follow the pug. Shall be a Nusin or a Nesina because of the mother's pug. Comes a footnote, 6-4, they ask you to see, with a bombshell kasha. You may recall that we saw last week the opinion of the Ramban in Milchamas Hashem. Everyone remember that? Ramban says Nesina is Doraisa only what? Come on. Who remembers? Only first generation. The Ritva, a loyal Talmud of the Ramban, is the same thing. So what do you mean you follow the Pogum? And if a Mitzri marries a Nesina, the child will be Osur Min HaTorah, Posel Min HaTorah. Because of Nesinus, not true, second generation. Ho ho! Hadra Kusha the Duchta. Quote the Tosfos sheet that Tosfos himself holds. That Nesina will be also forever. Good. But if Nesina is only also with the rise of the first generation, the question boomerangs right back. As he quotes his kasha, tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Who has his kasha? Turei Evin. He asks, looking at Turei, so I brought a Turei Evin. I brought it with me. I have the Turei Evin. Turei Evin asks his kasha. Who wrote the Turei Evin? What was he most famous for? What other say did he write? Shagas Aryeh, the Godel Ador, the Shagas Aryeh. What a sefer. On Megillah, we're holding how many days before Purim today? 3 days before Purim. In Shul, they wanted not to say Tachlin this morning. I kid you not. Achsidim. Because it says in the first Mishnah Megillah. Everyone knows the first Mishnah Megillah. Megillah Nikris, no, where does it go? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dal, Tesvav. There's no Tachlin, obviously. Off in the Mishnah. Real Chassidim, don't say Tachlin the whole week. Why? Because now Beis the Mavis says in the Megillah, Havamina. For Eimer, Shitsa, Veshivsa, Nami. Maybe you can read the Megillah in the 16th and 17th. It's good enough to knock off Tachlin. Havamina, the Gemara, enough. I'm sorry to say that in my shul we say Tachlin every single day, except for Yudal and Tesvav, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But we're still certainly in the spirit of Purim now. It's already, it's in the air. So, opening Masechta Megillah is very appropriate. Here in Masechta Megillah, the Turei Evin, it's one of the classical Mefarshim on Megillah, asks us on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's where the Turei Evin is found. This the whole story of the Igaire and the Yeshua married her. How could Yeshua marry her? I feel the Begirus and that's Tuchasnas. Must be that Rochav wasn't from the Shivamen, she was a guest from outside and she went to live there. So it goes into an entire discussion over here. Al Pisa Koshalit, it starts off Ella, big bold print over here. Im Isa Diminat Torah in Esther Mela also should it's Garibal Vat. Uvenayam Migzeris Yoshua, which is the Ramban Shita. So what is Agamara talking about? Minat Torah Shivamin in Esther Mela also should it's Garibal Vat. That's very simple. Let's say, even if you'll say that in the Kavos of Mitzvah and Adomi are Mutaran Miyad, and they're all considered to be Kol, nonetheless, it's easy. A mitzvah sheni, what'll he do? He'll take a giyoris rishona from Shiva Avamin, shenizkarehem atzma, the cave in asurim and atorah, milava bakal, lav kol mikvi l'chuli alma, kenetnam, kol asurim lava bakal, mutoron lava zebezeh. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you're allowed to marry her, furush and kiddushin. Nonetheless, tahorin, min atorah, b'nei mutoron lava bakal, meyri dikakash. Must be also forever. That's the kasha of the Turei Evin. So what in the world will the Ritva and the Ramban do with this kasha? Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Wow. He suggests as follows. Tosfos has a kasha, Marian Nesina. What did Tosfos answer? That Rabbi Yochanan here holds like Rav Dimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan. That b'no sheni avi, the baser dida shadina le. Okay, and therefore tosu shitas, no problem. The sinim laolam asurim, the evshel the mitzvi sheni letar de nesina, came with the baser dida shadina, and it's also forever. That tosu starts. But he's not. What's he talking? He's not asking kasha on tosu. He's asking kasha against the Ritva and the Ramban. So he takes Tosfos and turns it on his head. That's Tosfos says. Hachanayim ilashitas Ramban v'Rashba, and we know the Ritva. Then the sinim lo nema behen doros v'dor sheni miyad mutar lava b'kol. Yeah. Ukemo de basar di da azlinan l'chumra b'mitzvi sheni shenash l'mitzvi rishon according to Rabbi Rav Dimi. You're machmir in what sense, Rabbi Osai? In what sense? That the child of that union is a mitzvah shein and a shlishi. Listen to this now. Hua denami the azlina and basar di da. Listen carefully. Le kula the mitzvi rishon shenas the mitzvi shnia ubena havi shlishi. Look at that. Look at that. The medalim al mandaba basa di desh aslinan afilo lekula azal basa di day b'sheinish nasi rishona the benashli shi al gemara who are the nami nimad lemandaba basa di da aslinan lekula nami azal basa di da im kain. The mitzvah rishon shenasa nesina. Listen carefully to the words. Af al gav de bina havi sheni. Listen. Afilu hachi mutter lava bekal. Why? De basar di da azlinan. Uven esinin lo nem adoros. V'im kein tikshe. Mitzvah sheni. B'mai. Yitar. Bishnam a mitzri rishon. I'm reading from the Torah again. Bishnam a mitzri rishon. Di ebeno sheni lahach shebem beno. Afgav di yev shalom ha shenos and esina di imkei mayir yeb. Tiksir rechman ador shlishi. Yovah. Feel it sheni nami came with the bus of the doaz linon. And the second generation of the scene is kosher the midor rice going to the shittis. Mikomak om ev shalom ha. Di ovar venos of the ksheira. Ay, the ovar, the elok siv krah. The parach are mamza the yav ksiv ikra mashani the igli sura ksiv the letter lo ksiv here too the igli sura the dor sheni adain be sura omei bekitzer the turi evan has a long marach over here based upon atosis. So he gives a teretz, a technical answer as the turi evan give to his kash again. The kasha was, what's the kasha again? It's a simple, we have a kasha. Let's look in Tos, so you don't have all the Rishon. Look in Tos, you have in front of you. V'im toma, yisa nesina, v'avlad kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan. Right? And they gave a teretz, the other sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. But wait a second. But according to the Ritva, yisa nesina, and the vlad should be kasha. Why is vlad kasha? You're not going to say, you follow the da lefgam. Because the child of an Asina, according to this opinion of the Ritvan Rabban, is kosher. It's kosher. By definition, kosher. Why by definition kosher? Ain't Doros. There's no Doros by an Asina. So why don't you just let the Mitzri Sheni marry an Asina? According to the Ritvan, the Ramban, and the Rashba, who suggest that the Isidor Rice of Nesina is only for that person who converts directly. But for the child of that person, the Isidor was never accepted, never given in the Torah, no Doros. So back to Tosas Kash all over again. Right? Let the Mitzri Sheni marry an Asina. What a great Kash. So what did the Turi Evan answer? Based on our Tosas. It's Chazar again. Tosas says, if you go Bosa Didei, it's a Mitzri Shlishi. Right? So too, flip side. To go, if it's a father, the mitzvah is sheni, and the mother is an asina. What's the din? Basa di day. It'll be a mitzvah shlishi and kosher. Fine. But the old basa di da, that's all kasha. Basa di da, he marries an asina and there's no doros. The vlad will be kosher of osai, not only if the father is a mitzvah sheni. The vlad would be kosher even if the father is a mitzri rishon. So what are you telling me? We have a way to count down and say a mitzri sheni can marry an asina and it shall be kosher, not pogam out the asina. Why? Because why? Because there's no doros. By that logic, Rabosai, a mitzri rishon can also marry an asina. And you can't explain it in a mitzri shlishi in this fashion. That's what the Turi Evan says. Only reason why he doesn't like the answer. It's brilliant. You know why he doesn't like the answer? He thinks Tosis is wrong to begin with. He thinks Tosis is totally wrong. I'll read it again. Ika divrei tosis tumum. The talu ha the mitzvi the nasiv nesina lahachshes aram, but plukta the basa di deal di das lina. The pligibi mitzvi sheni the shenasiv mitzvi shona. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Look what he says. The ad kano pligi ela be mitzvi sheni shenasiv mitzvi shona. Shehei me am echad. That's a machlokes. You follow him or you follow her. Avak sheish vaisha hen mishnei amemin. You have a general rule. Halach achar apogim shebishneim. A mefurish gemara, but umos halach achar azocher. Niskayu halach achar apogim shebishneim. Where's the gemara kiddushin? Ba'amoni shenasav mitzris. Izocheru halach achar apogim shel aviv. V'nekevahi halach achar apogim shel imo. Gemara kiddushin. I think Tosis is wrong. So to summarize, Turiyav gives a teretz based on Tosis. And then he says he thinks Tosis is incorrect. Incorrect. You know who else argues with Tosis? You know who else argues with Tosis? Tell me, Turiyav is arguing with Tosis. What if I tell you that Tosis argues with Tosis? What if I told you that Tosis argues with Tosis? Rabbi say, who saw? Which Tosis argues with Tosis? I guess you didn't get that far in the Ramah comes. Rabosai, let's read the Tosas one more time, then we're going to take a peek back into the Tosas of Rosh. And we'll see a Tosas dog is with Tosas. Tosas of Rosh is not happy with Tosas. Let's meanwhile turn, Rabosai, while to the back. Tosas of Rosh. It's on the Ramah comes. Mitzvish. You know, we don't. Turn straight to the back. Tosas of Rosh and now daft your mask called Mitzri. In our print, Rabosai, those have the Oz Vahod, the beautiful Gemaras. Have mitzvahs on page. Let's see, on page Ayin. Where is it? Ayin Beis. Oh. He quotes Tosfos verbatim. V'im Tomar, it's page Ayin Beis, the very bottom of column one. It's the last seven lines. Yes, just to repeat Tosfos again, a chazar. V'im Tomar, v'linsev v'nisina, doha ben kosher de Rabbi Yochanan, doma b'samach mitzvi shenish nesav mitzvi shishona, b'no shlishi havi, t'bosa didei shadina le. So let the mitzvi sheni marry a nisina, v'yen shlomar. Rabbi Yochanan, the Hachas Sviolei, Kiidach, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rav Dimi, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Basa di Da Shadinale, and therefore the Psul of Nesinus. He also says the Dairus. Venerali, says the Rosh, the Rabbi Yochanan, Loka Omar, Elabim Mitzri, Shanasa Mitzris. Then Rav Dimi said, Basa di Da Shadinale Lachumra. Abu Mitzri, Shanasa Bas Yisrael, O mitzvi shenasa amonis, o nasa nesina, behol, lo kamar Rabbi Yochanan, anything. You don't say follow her. Why not? Dimilohem darshinan halach achar psulon. We saw the Gemara earlier today. Dahainu emnis arva bu'uma acheres, sheyesh lelach achar apogam shebishneim. The Turiyah was mechavim to the Tosas Arash. He thinks divrei Tosas tumuim. He's mamash mechavim to the Tosas Arash. Only machlokas between the version of Yochanan of Dimi Rabbi Achana is a mitzvah and a mitzvah, but not if there's a different nationality involved. A mitzvah and a sina halach achar apogum l'chol adeis. It's impossible to become Torah. Wow. Tosfos Rosh says the Beferish. Alias Yeshayla. Who thinks Tosfos is wrong? And Tosfos forgot the Gemara. Who thinks Tosfos forgot the Gemara? So. The answer is Rabosai. Tosfos learns that the only time we say halach achar hapogum is when there is an aveira. When there is an aveira. It's the lashon of the Gemara. Kol makos yesh kiddush v'yesh aveira. Havlad holech achar apogim. It's a Mishnah Rabosai Kiddushin Tzavah Bava Mebeis. Here is no Aveira. Where does it say so? It's only when it's an Aveira. It's a Mefurish Gemara. But I ask you to see it in the Rashba on the Mara Makomas again. Talmidim asked me this question today in Shir, in the Beis Medrash. It says over here, Rabbah says, Mitzvi Shena Shenasa Mitzvi Shishona, B'nosh Shlishi Habi. Frek the Rashba, V'haksiv Halahem Halach Achar Psulon. That's the question we just asked. No. Hahu B'mitzvi Shenasa Yisraelis Mukminen La, Yesh Aveya B'biyasan. Abu mitzvah sheni mitzvah rishona shein aver bebiyasan hochan achar asachar ukedet nami beperek over bekidushin kol makom sheish kedushim ein avera havlad holech achar asachar meiridik. It does not apply the principle of alach achar apogim because there's no avera. So the Rosh Tosa Rosh is wrong. Having read the Rashba. Let's go back to the Tosafot Rosh. You see that who said he's right? Tosafot Rosh says when you're a leader, Rabbi Yochanan lo kama el b'mitzvah shenasa mitzvah, avo mitzvah shenasa bas Yisrael, or mitzvah shenasa amonis, or nasa nesina b'ha lo kama Rabbi Yochanan. Timolahem darshina halach achar psulon. Tahaynu nis arva b'uma ha'acheres yesh lelach achar pogam shebishneim. Yeah, that may be true when it's be'isser, but if you're saying mitzvah shenasa nesina, which is beheter. Then you don't say Alach Achar Psulon. Shine. So, Turi Evans is saying this as the same as the Rosh, but don't count Tosas short. Tosas could be saying like the Rashba. Yes?
And didn't the Tosas know that?
Very good. Yes, backwards. Didn't the Tosas Rosh know the Gemara Kiddushin? But the Gemara Kiddushin says what? Kol Mokom. It's a Mishnah. No, it's a Mishnah. I think it's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah. The Rashi quotes. The Rashi quotes from a Mishnah. I'm reading Rashi's lashon one more time. The Rashi says, "Avo mitzvi sheni she mitzvi rishona shena aver bebiyosin ochach hazocher k'nam perkam perkomer bekidushin anav samarav medbeis kol mokom sheyesh kidushin vein avera havlad holech achar hazocher hanachar apogu." Okay, excellent question. A Mishnah of Fereshis. Let's read the Mishnah. Kiddushin Rabosai, Samech Vavam at Beis. Komokom Sheyesh Kiddushin Ve'ein Aveira Havlad Holech Achar HaZochar. What's the example it's given? A Kohen Levi Yisrael. You follow the father's family. Okay? Then it says, second, Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin V'yesh Aveira Havlad Holech Achar Apogum. So the question over here is, Taka no Aveira, so what's going on? It's a good kasha. What do they want? Chora, the Mishnah is on this side. Look again, the Turi Evans is Beferish. The other way, Tosim say the other way. So again, no. The Turi Evan said in this kind of a case, we should have a lot of Hachar Apog. Yeah, that's a good question. Let me answer the following shaila, Rabosai, a very serious shaila. Zemachlokas Rav Dimi and Rabbi and Rabba. Within Chidas Rabbi Yochanan, what's the case they're talking about? Let's chaz look in the Gemara again. Rabbi says what? Mitzvi sheni shenasa mitzvi shishona bino shlishi avoy. Why? Basa di day. Fine, good. What did Rav Dimi say? Mitzvi sheni shenasa mitzvi shishona bino sheni. He's machmir. Why? Basa ime shadina. We pass like Rav Dimi. That's what a small hay is. We pass like Rav Dimi. I'll ask you a shayla. Boser imesh adinale here is what, Rabosai? Lechumra. Do you say boser imesh adinale lekula also? Flip it around. Instead of a mitzri shenish, not a rishona, say fakert. Mitzri rishon, shenotra mitzris shnia. Should we say basa ime shadinale even the kula and the child of the shlishi is mutal of a bakal? Or should we say no? We only say basa ime shadinale only the chumra. What do you say about this question? You want to say it's only le chumra and not le kula. Well, whenever we have an ein mishpat hamol, ein mishpat, look at the mishpat hamolin. Take a look, Rabosai, os hey in the back. You all have in the back, most of you, hey. Perek yud beis halacha chof. Lo and behold, it's on the Mara Makomos, line 3. Lo and behold, what a coincidence. Rabosai, look at it in the back. It should be here. Isurebiya, perek yud beis halacha chof. Hope it's here. Yes, it's here, Baruch Hashem. On page Yud Dalet, the very top Yud Dalet. Take a look. Halacha Chaf. Mitzri Sheni, line 2. Shanasa Mitzris Rishona. Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Mitzris, that's our Gemara. Throws in the Rambam. Oh, Mitzri Rishon, Shanasa Mitzris Shnia backwards. Havlat Sheni, Shenema Bonim Ashivodu Lehem Hakosav Tlom Beleda. He says what you said for a different reason. You said Havlat Hakapogim. He said Hakosav Tlom Beleda. Wait a minute. Leda means a female. Can a man have children? Rabbi said quite a show of hands. A man can give birth to children. It's, even the week of Purim it can't happen. What's shot in this? Do you see the Magad Mishnah? I think I put the Magad Mishnah on the Magad Kamos. Yes. Magad Mishnah Shav. Who saw the Magad Mishnah? Nobody. Yes. What did he say?
He learned Tlom Beleda differently.
Right. Tlom Beleda means, contrary to other opinions, you cannot have a child without a father and a mother. And therefore, in effect, what it really means is, Avlad al-Chachar Apogu. You have to have a father, you have to have a mother. Right? There's no immaculate conception, etc. So therefore, you have to follow the Pogum of both. That he took the words that caused Tlalena and he twisted them, I should interpreted them, I should say, to mean that you follow the pogrom in both directions. Always the chumra. That's Shitas Ha Rambam. Shitas Ha Rambam. Everyone knows the famous Shitas Ha Rambam. Does everybody agree to Shitas Ha Rambam? Does everyone agree to Shitas Ha Rambam? What are you saying? So if you saw that Rambam with the Magad Mishnah, which I hope you saw, or either saw or will see, if you haven't seen it yet, you will see right away that this Rambam is not universally accepted. He says, Rashi's alp, tlom aleda, acha ha'aim. He assumes that Rashi simply argues with the Rambam. Notice, Rashi, look at Rambam, what did Rashi say? Rashi said, tlom aleda, rabosai. Rashi says, no. Where's the Rashi? Is there a Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Rabosa, he says Rashi. Bayan, Bayan, Ches, where is it? Where's the Rashi? Where is it?
Seven lines
from
the bottom.
Seven lines from the bottom. Right? Beleda, thank you so much. Halach achar ha'aim. He's quoting Rashi verbatim. Halach achar ha'aim. Rashi says later on. That's why I couldn't find that over here. Rashi is in explaining more on the first wide line. Till Mishani Hasmik Siva Shevola Kostlo Beleda. The Ramban says explicitly that what? Mitzri Rishin Shenasa Mitzvah Shnia B'nash Shlisha Lekula HaKol Holech Achara Eim Afilu Lahakel. It's a machlokas between Rambam on the one hand, Ramban B'Feirish on the other hand, and presumably Rashi as well, as per the Magad Mishnah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Chof. So now we go back to the what the Turi Evan said. Turi Evan had his old cheshbon, and the Avnei Meluim in Siman Dalitz of Cotton Aleph says, like the Turi Evan, says the Ramban is l'shitosa. Bosar dida means even lekula, right? Even lekula. So therefore, what's the question again? It's Chazer again. So what's the question? The question is, a mitzvah sheni can become tor by marrying a nesina, right? After all, there's no doris by nesina. The answer was, what do you mean? Even a mitzvah rishin who marries a nesina, the child is mutter. Why? Because you follow lekula, you follow the mother even lekula, right? As we saw, that's the Ramban shita. According to the Rambam, Rabosai, you follow the mother only le chumra. So if a mitzvah rishon or a mitzvah shnia, child is a sheni. So we can't say this. But it's according to the Rambam, Sadavdim Alum, Tosfos Kasha doesn't begin. You know why? Because a mitzvah is not permitted to marry a nesina. You know why? According to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, a nesina is mutter midoraisa. It's mamish kal Hashem. She's a gioris. But Agmar goes according to Behuda. Kahal gerim ikri kol. Whoa. See, has it all figured out here, does the Avnei Meluim. How, according to the Rambam, Tosfos Kasha doesn't begin. And according to the Ramban, he gave the answer to the Turi Evan. What do you mean the mitzvah sheni? Even a rishon would have the same result from a nesina. So you can't say it's counting generations. Oh. Now I will tell you what kasha is going to knock your socks off, mamash. If it doesn't, you got to check your socks. It's not my kasha. I would never have the chutzpah to ask such kasha. I would never dare ask such a kasha. I'm reading for the Imre Moshe, Simen Chav Zayin, Sivkaton Yutes. This is what he says. Hikshe B'Doresh L'Tzion, Sof Drush Zayin. Who wrote the Doresh L'Tzion? Anyone know who wrote it? That's Tamayid. The No Dabihuda is drushes. No Dabihuda, the God of the Dora Mamish. The Sheetas Harbe Rishonim, the Bias Nochris Mutam and Atoro, Blotzeschatin Rak Peshiva Amemim Iri. We made short shrift of that Sugya when we learned Ayin Vav. That's what the whole second half of the Maramakomas is about, this problem. Intermarriage and interbia between a Jew and a non Jew. We just glossed over it. Yes, we saw in Ayin Vav, according to the first Gersa of Rava, first version of Rava, Los Eschatam is a big Yusa. And according to the second, it's big Yerusa. Very, he says, according to those who say that Los Eschatam is only Shivam, that's what the Torah says. So for a man to live, Rabosai, with a non-Jewish woman, it's Mutam and Torah. Don't say it out of this room. V'chein Pasek B'tur. We'll see later, maybe. Also, the mindset's also. Khalil Bachasha thing was going to have me of any head. But okay. Im Kain. Here's a new kasha. Mashkache Sheyisa Mitzri Rishon Nochris. Fabi Avlad Mitzri Sheni. Mishum de Halach Achar Apostle. Vasheni Yisa Gamke Nochris. Vi Avlad Shlishi. Kamolar Abalezer, Bimamzer, Bishifchod, Aviyevin, and Mamzer. Hochanami bin Ochris, harim havi mitzvi gam kein v'chakach sheiz gaye mutter ad kal nishono. Oh my goodness gracious. We have kashas over here. Let him marry this one. Let him marry this one. Let him marry this one. What a Tosa has a kash. Tosa says let him marry a shtuki. Shtukis. And then marry a nesina. The Rashba has let him marry a who? A what? A shifcha. He tops them all. We had three kashas so far. How can he be mitar? Assuming that a mamzer, if it's all subjunctive. If Rabbi Yehuda would have held mitzvi velo mitzvis, and he holds kalgeri mikri kol, so who has a mitzvi ever going to get to shlishi? So you have, there are four suggestions. Tosis gives two. What are they? Come on. A shtukis or a nesina. The Rashba gives one, a shifcha. And Dorish has seen how it tops them all. Let him marry a shiksa. It's only with the Rabbanon. It's only with the rice level smutter. Says Imre Moshe, my dear, not even because you can ask the kasha better. You ask a kasha according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds in Kiddusha. That what's it did? Evan Mamzer, even according to Rabbanon. What do they say? Only by Shivcha they argue. Vlad b'mei Shivcha k'mei behema. We discussed this a long time ago, if those are good memories. Abba ben Nochris, Moshayach haitaima. Vatam de ben Nochris, lo havi Mamzer l'Rabbanon, hu mishum de'ein Mamzer, yos la'akum. Avol kan b'mitzvi sheyisa nochris. Gam l'rabbonon yehe mitzvi shun de psul mitzvi sheya gam li'akum. It's even called the rabbonon in shver. What a great kasha. A meridik kasha of the no de b'yehud. What a meridik kasha. Answers Yemre Moshe. You don't follow the puzzle if the individual is a goy. Who said so? A Befurash Ramah, according to one girsa. And those have a very long memory. Remember, we had this a long time ago. These two girsos in the Ramah. Again, on the Maram Makomis. This is early on. The Makara sheet towards the beginning. Simin Dalit. I read it to you from inside. Amor Simin Dalit Siv Zayin. Listen to the words. Simin Dalit Siv Zayin. Listen carefully, please. Ramo says, Ger Mitzri Shenosa Goya Amonis. Haben Hu Amoni. Vahabas he. It's the next word. One gear says mitzris. One gear says muteris. If you say that halacha harapogam applies even to she's not even to a goya, then we say mitzris. But if you say no. And the proper girsa is muteres. Who has the girsa muteres? The chelkas mechokek. Vlada kamoa. Muteres garcina. And the achashin is gaira. And the Bach wanted to keep the girsa of mitris. Udvar of tmuin. The Vilna Gaon also says the proper girsa is muteres. Oh. What?
Why would she be asking?
She's not.
Why would the girsa be?
So the Bach's Girsa holds that even though, Rabosai, this person is not Jewish, but since the father is a Ger Mitzri, the child is a Psul of Mitzrius, and converting is not taken away. So Pele Ploy, but we don't, the Gura Taka says the Pele. We have the Girsa of the Chalkas Mechokas is being correct. Let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Comes the Imre Moshe and says, if the Gra and the Chagas Mechokah are correct, that a Ger Mitzri marries a Nochris Amonis, kid is an Amoni, and the Bas is Muteres, a boy is Amoni, the Bas is Muteres. Right? And therefore, Abosai, a goy and a Yisrael, one's Jewish, one's goyish, the entire rule of halach achar apogam does not apply. And the child only follows the goyish mother and not a mitzvah at all. That answers the not abuse kasha. Yehuda says, why can't we recommend that the mitzri should marry a goya? And that's how the child become a mitzri shlishis. No! If a mitzri marries a goya, the child has no connection whatsoever to mitzrius. Has no father at all. Then he says, on his own, that's the quote Yerushalmi have earlier, even if you'd say that it's mitzrius, there's no doros. He'll never be considered a sheni or a shlishi. Those are his two answers. His third answer, which we're going to get to when we finish the first Lulav Maariv Makomos, is, what, are you kidding me? You're going to tell a man to have a child with a goya? What are you? No, the Yehuda. Are you kidding me? Even midoraisa, it's impossible. But with that, we're going to skip for the moment because we have to get, that's a separate sugya, which we'll get back to at length, as again, in the second part of the Maariv Makomos. We're still back over here in the first part of the Maariv Makomos. I want to first raise the kasha of the Oral Chaner. The top line says, Mitzri Sheni B'mayitur. That's a different question. How do you become a Mitzri Sheni? How do you get from Rishon to Sheni? The Gemara says, I get from Sheni to Sheni. I get from Rishon to Sheni. What a great kasha, Oral Chaner. Answers the Oral Chaner, Poshut. Muberesh in his Gaira. Muberesh in his Gaira. That's going to be what even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he would have held that a mitzvah is muteris, and he holds kalgerim is ikrikol. So a mitzvah can't marry a mitzvah, you can still have a mitzvah, sheni, mitzvah muberish and is gairim. But shlishi is impossible. Very nice teretz of the Aruch on there. Fine.
Who goes out there later, though?
Sorry?
Is it halacha later? The kid will be Jewish anyway, even though she converted when she was 10.
Okay. Okay. Now, interestingly, in my motion, in the very previous paragraph, Yudches has the following shaila. Our Gemara says, Lahem halach achar psula. A pasuk, Lahem. Frekt in my motion, an interesting question. Who need, what does it say? Lahem halach achar psula by Amoni. Right? By Amoni is one of the sources. Imkain kosher. Hogam below zayadi. We don't need the word lahem. Why? Dimlokain rabosai. If you're not going to say halacha achar apostle, eich mashkachas dor asiri bamoni she apostle. Kevin shamonis muteres. Vihi yisraelis. Vihi ev shalios doros bamoni rak mitzara av. Vimkain below zayadinon. Davlar amoni. Shumdazlinan achara zachar. Who needs a pasuk of lahem? We don't need lahem. It has to be that you follow the man when it's into marriage between Amoni and somebody else. Otherwise, you'll never get a dar asiri. You say through the woman's line. The woman's het gava. You can't have a pasuk down through the woman's line. The woman's line is Amoni below Amonis. He wants to suggest, Reb Osai, based on the gears which he doesn't like, the gears of the Maramovich says mitzris, says avlad holich achar apogim, even by a goy, derived from lahem. If that gears is correct, then that would answer this question. He doesn't like that gears. I hold that gears is incorrect. The proper gears is the gra and the chelkos mechokek, right? So then it's different. It's all part of the pilpul over here, the Sefer Imrimosh. Yes, sir.
But doesn't the Gersa say that the Blas Mitzvahs, when the parents are joining, doesn't that go against the Ujjan and the Ayatollah of the Vedas? Or it said that when they're going, it goes after the Zachar, but once they convert, then it goes after the
Pachim. When they're going, you follow the Zachar. What's the case of the Ramah? I'll read it one more time. Quote the Ramah with the Gersa, that's some half. Ger Mitzri Shanasa Goya Amonis, Habenu Amoni, Vahabasi mitzris. Why is the Bas HaMitzris? You follow the problem, because there's no Isser of Amoni. So what's your kasha?
Were the kids conceived when the parents were not Jewish or after the parents converted?
Let's take a look. Again. Ger Mitzri Shenasa Goya Amonis. Haben Hu Amoni. That's the second over here. One sec. The Taz has a girsa of Mitzris. It is as follows. He's not sure to go. Kevin echad mehem goy ve'echad mehem ger al kein azlinan b'chumah b'tarvayim. That's the girsa that the in the Rambam. I'm not sure to answer your question. I don't know, but I want to say one more thing today, Rabosai, which is as follows. Very important, your soul, and it is as follows. The Gemara said beferish. We read it before. About a mitzris muberesh in his gyra. Rabosai, mitzri muberesh in his gyra. Ik se rachmon alahem have a minute mitzri muberesh in his gyra. He ubna chad. Kos se rachmon ashe yivoldu at the child of the mitzri sheni. Question, somebody asked me about Smedrish. Niskaira from whom? Who asked me that question before? Someone came to the University of Smedrish. Yes. Niskaira from whom? Who's the father? Let's do some DNA testing here. Who's the father? His Mitzris Muberish in Niskaira. From whom? Who is the father? Is that relevant? Is it irrelevant, Rabbi Osai? I have to read you from the Minchas Chinuch. Who, how'd you learn? Yitzchok asked who it is. No one else even asked me the question. How'd you learn? Who's the father? Well, I'm looking the wrong. This can't be right. One second. Give me a minute, I'm just looking at the wrong one. Hold on. I must have written down the wrong number. One second, please. Down it. Here we are. Here we are. Mitzris is Tav Kuf Samach Gimel. I wrote that. Sorry, Tav Kuf Samach Gimel. Osei. Mitzris Muberesh in Isgara V'yolda, but not Mitzris Sheni. Okay. Quotes our Gemara. B'umos Kozmach Lon Isgara V'halach Achar HaZachar. Therefore, Amoni Shenosa Mitzris. Miloshin Agamara Vaposke Mitzris Muberish in his Gaira, Vaino Mavuash in his Abrami Mitzri. Doesn't say. Doesn't say. Should have said me Mitzri. Why didn't it say some Befarish? The Mechaschinus people there. Should have been Mitzri. After all, the Umos Halach Acharaz Zachar. And it wouldn't be a Mitzri if the father's not a Mitzri. So he answers, when it's Gaira, you follow the mother, and not the Zohar, not the father who's an Ammoni, and the Yichus is only Mishas Leda. That's what he suggests. I just want to say one more thing today, because I'll come back later tomorrow, but one more thing I must tell you about. Why don't we say, the question was raised already before, why don't we say Alach Achar HaPogum when you have Mitzvah Rishon and Shnia, or Rishona and Sheni? That's the question everybody asked. I want to just, in the next few minutes, rattle off three Terutzim to discussion. Three Terutzim to discussion, briefly. Again, the question was raised. The whole Sugya Pilpus, anyway, this way, nowhere in this discussion is it ever brought up the idea of Halach Achar HaPogum. How come no one says that? So one answer is, Rebbe Ossi, we straight saw in the Rashba, no Aveira. If there's no Aveira, you don't say Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum, based on the Mishnah Kiddushin. I'll read it one more time, Rebbe Ossi, to give you context. You don't say Lachar HaPogum. Poshut. That's the simplest answer of all given here by the Rashba. The Ramban discusses it, the Ritva discusses it, and the footnote asks you to see, quotes it, Rashi and Kiddushin says so. However, there are other Terutzim that everyone agrees to this. Take a look at the Tosis Yeshanim. Also on the Maramakoms. Tosis Yeshanim, right over here. Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa Mitzri Rishona Bloshlishi, Avi. Doha di Arina Liel, Halach Achab Suleim, Hainudavka Ba'amoni Umitzri Shenosa Bas Yisrael Ipcha. Avo Ba'am Echod Lo Ari Liel. You follow the pogrom, the post of their two nationalities. When they're two nationalities, you have the psak halachas, you follow the pogrom shebehem, the post shebehem. But here, Abosai, there are two nationalities. One's a mitzri sheni, one's a mitzri rishona, vice versa. Since there aren't two nationalities, we cannot apply the principle of halach achar pogrom. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim. And a final nekuda I want to show you in the Maharsha. Remember, how do we know? It's very important. How do we know Halach Achar HaPogum? What's the source, Rebosai? What's the source? What's the Gemara say the source? Lahem, correct? Lahem Halach Achar Psulam. Bonam Hashem Yivodu Lahem. So what does that mean? There's, you follow the apostle. Presumably, one is included in Lahem, one's not included in Lahem. You follow whichever parent is more puzzled, because they're not both Lahem. Who says so? The Marsha. If you don't mind, turn to the Marsha for a minute. The Marsha. It's on the Marma comes. Here's the Marsha. The Pirish Rashi, Lahem Achar Absulam, Go Mitzri Shenasi Yisraelis, Ava Mitzri Shenasi Mitzris, Eino Nu Hochan Achar Apostle, Rabbi Vachan and Rabbi Dimele Kamon, Chen Pirish Rashi Viperika Omer, Lahem Achar Absulam, Hanin Yisrael Shenasi Mitzris, O Mitzri Shenasi Yisraelis, Ava Nin Mitzris Lo Migmar, Hai Lahem Midi, why not? Look at this word. Tobe Tarvayu Lahem Karina, they're both equally Lohem. It's a different nature. They're both Lohem. It sounds like it's coming from Rashi and Kiddushin, looks like. So we have three reasons. Either because there's no Aveira, or because only say by two nationalities, or because they're both Lohem, so we don't apply the principle. On both sides, we've made significant progress in this sugya, but we're not finished yet. Tomorrow, I don't know if we're going to finish the sugya. I want to get at least close to finishing the sugya, but I want to start the next Maramakomas in theory on Wednesday. Wednesday is Tainus Esther. We have time. Then I want to finish it up maybe by Sunday if I can. I want to start Chazara if I can by Monday. Because that's to be a Bechina officially the week after Purim. Whatever that means, we haven't given the text. We finished the Chazara, that'll be a Bechina. If you have any particular date that you want or don't want it, please speak to our assistant, who is going to be the main assistant next week after the number one assistant gets married on Sunday. So we have a little extra cover for Binyamin now, in the upcoming weeks. Okay, good. We'll stop here. Thank you.